Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on
ABC
the Civic
News,
Media
I'm
app.
Lionel Moise. The second Republican presidential debate is set for tonight at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California.
On the stage tonight here, there will be seven Republicans who qualified, one less than the first debate a few weeks ago. But still, the huge frontrunner among Republicans in our latest ABC News Washington Post poll won't be here. Former President Trump is almost 40 points ahead of his closest Republican rival, Ron DeSantis, and DeSantis is trending down. So tonight, all of those other candidates will be on stage in the shadow of the Air Force One Ronald Reagan used as they try to break through. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Former President Trump heads to Michigan today to address current and former UAW workers at a non-union parts supplier outside of Detroit. This comes a day after President Biden joined striking auto workers outside a GM facility in Michigan. The president, wearing a UAW hat, told workers they deserve to be paid a lot more than they're getting now. This is ABC News. U.S. regulators in 17 states are suing online retailer Amazon for what they claim is an abuse of its power in the marketplace. And as ABC News chief business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis tells us, the company does wield tremendous power.
It's a company with this colossal reach that plays in so many different pieces of the market and really controls, according to the FTC, the pricing and all of the pieces of the puzzle that it takes to deliver billions of dollars in goods and services every year.
In a statement, Amazon rebuked those allegations, saying the practices at issue have helped fuel innovation rather than stifle it. Target says crime is forcing it to close 9 stores in 4 states. The company says organized retail crime has made the locations unsafe for staff and customers. New York City, Seattle, Portland, Oregon, and the San Francisco area all affected. Target expects to lose about $500 million this year due to theft. Lionel Moise, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number 2 ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council. The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. In for the new mom, here's Jane Matinair.
Welcome to hour two of As Goes Wisconsin. I am, yes, Jane Matinair. Dominic Salvia is with me.
He's going to be with
me on Tuesdays. Greg Bach, of course, is on the board. And I don't think she's a new mom just yet. I haven't heard any word. Greg has not heard anything.
Baby watch.
We are on baby watch. Right. So as soon as we hear anything and we're given the okay to share the news, we will certainly do so, but in the interim, we were talking with Dan Schaefer a little bit about the Brewers Stadium and also about the calls for Representative Bob Menendez to step down. And I just wanted to back up just for a little and get some of these texts in. You can always contact us via, you can leave a, you know, you can call, you can text 844-967-2789, or you can also just use the app, which is a real super simple way.
Technology.
To drop us a text. Texter from the 310 says, if the Brewers are the lessee, why do they get to shut down the idea of commercial development?
That's a fantastic question.
It is a good question.
I
don't know that we have the answer for that.
No. Where does the money go for the parking? Does that go to the Brewers? Does that go to the lessor? You know, I guess I'm not clear on how the intricacies of the cash flow work on that. But certainly anything to develop to bring in some tax revenue, right? Develop property as a tax base. Right now, we're not getting any tax base.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I would think that for West Allis and some of those other communities, they can't build out anymore.
Right.
You can only build up. There's nowhere to go.
And someone brought up the question of, one of the callers brought up the question of, who pays for what? Well, it depends on the deal, right? If it's triple net lease versus a gross lease, it doesn't really matter. What matters is what does the lease say? If the lease says you're responsible for X, Y, and Z and the owner's responsible, that's all that matters.
Right.
So you can have it. You can strike a deal any way you strike a deal. It doesn't really matter.
Go ahead. I was going to say, and it is to be fair to say that over the past year since the stadium was built, the Brewers have put in over $100 million via rent and upkeep. They've done they've put in their money too. So it's not like they've just been sitting there doing nothing. So, and that was something that came to me after my fiery little commentary a couple of months ago. A guy was like, hey, yeah, they put in like $100 million. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. So, I mean, yeah, if we own the building, then we have some responsibility. I feel like also if, this is, I'm not going to get, honestly, this is a fan talking now, so moving on.
All right. And one other text, we were talking about calls, increasing number of calls now from some Democratic lawmakers for Democrat of New Jersey, Bob Menendez, who was just indicted on a number of felonies, for him to step down. Texter from the 541, will Republican voters recognize the call for law and order from one party enough to pull them away from the gerrymandering over power party. I would say no.
Don't hold your breath.
No, that's not going to happen. Again, we've seen it over and over and over again. They don't win. They don't change their policies. They change the process or they change the rules so they can continue to do what they have always done.
Attack the machinations of the system, suppress the vote.
Yes. Yeah. And I think, and we talked about this a lot in the leading up to the election of Janet Protasiewicz, that I don't think Wisconsinites like people who cheat.
Yeah.
I don't think we respect cheaters. I don't think we like cheaters. I don't think we find cheaters to be admirable. And I think people have finally had it.
I still see Trump flags.
Well, that's true.
I mean,
but way less than you used to, though. You know, I mean, it's pretty rare now. I guess it depends where you go. But I mean, back in 2016 and all the, because you know, Crudy and I went to all sorts of these rallies, man, and it was all over the place. And now the novelty, I think, for some folks has wore out. And I'm going to get on the whole Trump thing, but if you see the progression of, hey, lock her up to execute him, you know what I mean? It's like the slow burn, the frog in the pot. You know, you almost get desensitized to it. And I just think to myself, if we would have read some of the things that Donald Trump is saying literally today, this weekend, 5 or 6 years ago, people would have lost their minds.
Really?
But we are now, we're just kind of so, well, that's just Trump being Trump. That's just how it is now. And I think that's a very, very, for a society, very dangerous place to be.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
And again, I just don't see the Republican side embracing, calling for some, I mean, so a reporter asked George Santos what Bob Menendez should do. George Santos.
Well, but wow. how much of this is on us, quote unquote, the media? You know what I mean? The whole Trump interview and Kristen Welker. And I like
so...
Kristen Welker and NBC, fine enough, you know, whatever. But number one, the fact that they even brought him on, I think it's normalizing this abnormal behavior. And then to come to find out, they like didn't show like 9 minutes of Trump freaking out and saying all
the election was rigged.
Well, the whole thing. It's just like, wow, isn't that exactly what you want to show to people? Say, if you're going to do it, show them how bat crap crazy this guy is. Not the edited cutout portions where you're talking perhaps a little bit of policy here and there.
That's journalistic malpractice. I'm sorry, but it is. 844-967-2789. We have Lee on the phone. Good morning, Lee. Thanks for joining us. What do you think about this?
Hey, Lee.
Good morning. I think your conversation is wonderful. I think Democrats have been far too honest and nice and good for Republicans. Republicans have the opportunity of not telling the truth. They like everything crooked. They like everything their way. It's like being in school. The bully is always the bully. And they never learn until they get beat up or until they, decide to change their ways. And I think the Republicans really need to realize what's going on. And I think that's where it lies. So I want to thank you so much for your contributions to our community and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you so much, Lee. That was lovely of you.
Yeah,
really
thanks,
appreciate
Lee. Appreciate it.
844-967-2789. Call and or text. And I want to say, too, and I think everyone will agree that bullies ultimately are cowards.
Yeah.
That's the definition of a bully.
Yep.
And like he just said, until they're confronted or punched or taken down a peg, that behavior continues.
It continues. I mean, yes. If you don't confront it, if you don't address it, it's almost like endorsing it if you allow that to continue.
Yes.
And certainly is, you know, it's a little more complicated than the playground field, but it's still a similar circumstance. The narcissist that is Donald Trump, and to get into the insecurities of what the man is a whole another
that's
thing.
A
and
week's,
I,
that's
and
a
I'm
week's
not
the shows.
Right. But how the what matters is the effect. Donald Trump couldn't be Donald Trump without the support of of the Republicans.
Absolutely.
I mean, he'd be cast aside any other time. So now we see, you know, the election of 2016 brought out, and I think in some regards the recall election of Scott Walker kind of brought out some people as well, and Donald Trump's 2016 brought out some non-traditional voters.
Sure.
And to in order to try to keep those folks motivated, well, of course, it's a travesty, and all these terrible things are always happening because you always got to keep them riled up. You always got to keep them on the edge, on the edge, on the edge.
Yes.
Well, we see what that culminated into, an attack on the Capitol, man. I mean, what? And for people like we talked about, or perhaps we'll get to, Mike Gallagher, representative from here in Wisconsin, the congressman was spot on talking about this banana republic crap the day of January 6th.
Yep.
And then what happens? A week or two later, people start rolling over. I mean, how and why does this happen? People of seemingly decent character and goodwill. Again, I'm not talking about what do you think the tax rate should be. I'm talking about just personalities that would all of a sudden succumb and roll over on something that, you know, a few short years ago, they would absolutely, based on their own history, be totally against.
And consider abhorrent
yes.
behavior.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning, Bill. Thanks for joining us. What do you want to say?
Yeah, Bill.
Thanks. I totally agree with Lee what you guys are accomplishing. But here's, I think, a way of dealing with Robin Voss and Ron Johnson, all of them. We want them to sign something or to put their name to something. Are they for integrity, honesty, diplomacy, all the leadership? Because if they are, then when there's an issue on hand, whether it's the budget, whether no matter what it is, well, let's hear your plan first, and then we'll take it from there. They have no plan. We all know that. And they have no integrity. We know that. They have no honesty. We know that. But once it's brought to the attention of Wisconsin voters, I think there's so many people that need to start taking things seriously, because it's a fight for democracy. And if we don't look at the character of what it takes to be a leader, we're missing the boat. And if we don't challenge him on that, we're really missing a boat, because Robin Voss, I don't know what he can do under in open sessions. Everything with Robin is closed doors, behind the back, however he get it done, so nobody can see what's going on. If we hold him accountable to that, it's going to happen. Thanks for giving me some airtime.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Always a joy having you on. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call and or text. We have a couple people hanging on the line. We only have a couple of minutes because we're right up against the break. So if you can stick on through the break, we will come back with you and kick this around a little bit more. And I just want to say, too, my parents were lifelong Republicans. My father would be mortified with the character flaws that have been openly embraced by the Republican Party.
And honestly, Jane, I've not really been involved a whole lot. Like, when I was growing up in my formative years in college and after, I might vote here and there in a presidential election, but, you know, I'm going to keep my head down and do my thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so if all of a sudden I stand up and look at these things, I'm like, oh, my God. Where's the character? Where's the consistency? Where's the quote unquote morals? Where's your compass? You know, if I'm the one observing that, Jane, I got to tell you, it's a little
bad.
Concerning.
I
think Bill had a good point. You know, generally, it's, you know, people in this great state of Wisconsin, they don't like those kinds of things. So I think when you get out and, you know, we get on the road sometimes, and certainly we have stations now, thankfully, all over the state of Wisconsin, we can embrace and engage people. We need to continue to do that.
Stay on the line. We will be right back after the break. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and we are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Taking care of business every way. Taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business. Working overtime. Woo! Taking care of business. Taking care of business. We've been taking care of business.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs.
And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 61. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 63. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 57. Mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 69. 72 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 62.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to As Goes Wisconsin. You can join the conversation 844-967-2789.
Dominic Salvia, along with me, Jane Matinere, and Greg Bach on the board. Thank you so much for joining us while Kristen is on maternity leave. No baby news yet, so everyone calm down. We are taking your calls, though, as Dom said, at 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC is joining us. Good morning, Mark. What do you want to say?
Hey, Mark.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Yeah, we're talking about Kristen Walker not having the fax on her way. It occurred to me that maybe for some of our callers that we should just have a fax sheet there to call them out, because usually it's CJ and Gary both bring up the same tired canards that are just provably false, and we should just have a little cheat sheet there and say, that, well, that's wrong, and just read out the facts to them there. And did you guys catch Trump's continuing to felonize that when he went out to try to buy a gun and and under the FF, what is it, 4473, that if you're indicted for a felony, you can't buy a weapon, and that it, of interest, and Don will find this of interest, that Lauren Boebert, I wonder what was in her vape cartridge,
mm-hmm.
because under the F, I think it's one of the questions 21, I think it's F, that says that despite the fact that, you know, marijuana might be legal in your state, it's still a federal law against it, so you can't buy a firearm if you're imbibing in marijuana. That so I just wonder if, you know, Lauren Boebert is going to be charged with a felony there too. That because, you know, they're going after Hunter Biden.
Right,
that,
right. It's a legitimate point.
She may have actually violated the law.
Yeah, it's a legitimate point, Mark. Thank you for the call. You know, I was just in Denver. I just got back yesterday. And I was literally right up the street from the infamous event. Yes.
The theater?
Yes, the theater, the Beetlejuice. I'm like, come on. And Lauren Boebert, she's taking on the arts. She's so cultured.
She's so cultured. She is. Yeah. There are so many aspects of that story that just make me howl.
It is. It is unbelievable.
Yeah. Even just trying to wrap your brain around it. 844-967-2789.
But I mean, come on. You really, I mean, she, the groping, you know, the the heavy petting. I mean, what do you want to call it? Your
freedom, Dom. It's called freedom.
Okay.
And did you hear her excuse for it? I think it was on a Fox show, most likely. And she said, well, I haven't been in the dating scene for 20 years. They didn't have infrared cameras back then. So it wasn't, I was on a first date and I let him stick his hand down my shirt and I might have been north of his knees myself. it wasn't, that was a mistake to do that.
Right.
It was, I didn't realize they have infrared cameras now and can see us groping each other
in the dark. And the blatant lying. You know what I mean? You know, the whole grooming thing and all these Republicans, and then they go do all the family values guy. And then the one Republican apparently in his divorce papers, you know, he is having an affair with his lobbyist mistress. Yep. And he has kids and whatever. Oh, I'm the family guy. Come on. I mean, it's just such a joke. It is literally a joke. And yet, then you have people that are, you know, all these liberals, but, you know, liberals, these people are married, but they're liberals, so they're terrible. I mean, it's just, I don't know, you know, how we've come to where we're at. It wasn't that long ago. You'd think, you know, hell, what was there? Somebody had like a mistress on his lap on the boat back in the day.
Gary Hart.
Got ran out on a rail, yep. Right? I mean, yep. At John Edwards, you yep. know, I mean, all these, and there was a consequence to it. And now it's like, it's almost literally like some of the worst people possible are in these positions. And I got to wonder, Colorado, man, I mean, this is on you. And ultimately, we get the government we deserve, Jane. You know what I mean?
Yes, we do.
Generally speaking, you can have a gerrymander like we have in Wisconsin. Hell, Illinois got a gerrymander, too.
Yep.
We can get rid of that. But generally speaking, you know, you're voting for Lauren Boebert. You're voting for Marjorie Taylor Greene. You want this. For some reason, you think this represents you. And I'm just beside myself. Hell, I got Dan Canole as my state senator. And it's driving me freaking crazy, Jane.
I'm sure. 844-967-2789. Ken from Fond du Lac has been on the line. Good morning, Ken. Thanks for joining us. Ken, we got about 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. That senator from New Jersey, Bob, what was the last name?
Menendez.
Okay, obviously the evidence looks overwhelming against him and
sure.
all. But whatever happened to due process in this country?
No question. There's still due process, Ken, but serving in a leadership role in the Senate is a privilege. This has nothing to do with your constitutional rights of due process.
And no one is calling for him to be locked up, Ken. Actually, people are saying, yes,
no,
let's go
saying,
through the process.
He's been, yes, I know. So why is everybody, obviously, I mean, the evidence looks overwhelming, but he's still not proven guilty of anything.
Certainly. He has not been proven guilty. No question about that.
So
Ken.
Why in this country do we always do this? That's the whole point. Whatever happened to due process?
Well, there's still, again, senators, Ken, do you make the distinction between a legal process and a political one?
Yes, you're right. Yeah, I guess it's more political than anything. But I don't know. It's obviously it looks overwhelming that he did something obviously terrible, but has he been proven? I don't know. You know, it's just, that's the only question.
No, and I get it. And we should be careful. Who was the Saturday Night Live guy, the SNL guy who was
Al Franken.
Yep. And I think he, you know, and there was no indictment of any sort, and it was the Me Too thing and he got caught up in that. I don't know the photo that I saw of him pretending to, you know, grab a woman's breast while she was sleeping on the plane. You know, I mean, I get a crude joke, but should be run out on the rail on that. I think we do need to be careful about that. But if we're going to try to hold ourselves to a higher standard, Ken, the guy's got gold bars and hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash, and this is a federal indictment.
Like we all do. Come on. Who doesn't? Thank you so much for calling, Ken. Appreciate it. We will be right back after the break. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. The second Republican presidential debate is set for tonight at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. Former President Trump will not be there and instead will deliver remarks to striking auto workers in Michigan. President Biden was there yesterday and joined workers on the picket lines. We are just days away from a potential government shutdown. House Republicans are trying to force Democrats to accept Trump-era border policies in order to keep the government open. ABC's Andy Field has the latest from Washington.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy now wants to tie tougher border policies to any spending bill.
The president can no longer ignore this border.
But in fact, President Biden presented a comprehensive immigration reform bill to Congress nearly 3 years ago. Republicans rejected it. Now a number of critical GOP members are insisting on resuming Donald Trump's border wall and migrant policies in order to pass a spending bill. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
This is ABC News.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Oktoberfest in La Crosse, where we went to college, our fine alma mater.
It's true. The tour continues with a stop during Oktoberfest. Mike and Tom broadcasting live from La Crosse Friday, September 29th, starting at 4.
Road trip with the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Today's show, we will be followed by the top of the hour news and then town call with William Walter before Todd Albo takes over the Todd Albo show from 1 to 3 o'clock. Make sure you listen to him. He's a great guy and does a great program as well. Of course, Matt Flynn later, and then The Devil's Advocate.
Some say the greatest radio show ever.
I have heard people say that. I have not seen an actual measurement.
Actually, I have a quote here from Paul Harvey on his deathbed. Them's Doms and Croots, so good. And then just...
Dominic Salvia is going to be my co-host on Tuesdays while Kristen is off on maternity leave. And in case you're curious, we don't have any baby news yet. As soon as it's relayed to us and we are given the okay...
Baby watch.
We will tell you.
Are we counting down? Like, do we have a ticker?
We don't have a pool. Okay, we don't have a pool or anything.
In the days of inducing, you can't have a pool anymore. Yeah,
makes it a lot more challenging. But anyway, Greg aptly picked that bumper music because the Writers Guild of America has a deal after being on strike for 146 days.
Ooh. Dang.
Now, the actors still haven't come to an agreement. But at least the Writers Guild has. Not quite over yet. The film and TV business not exactly set to come roaring back to full health. The WGA negotiating committee said in its message to almost 12,000 members, it will likely vote to send the deal to the boards today following the scheduling of a ratification vote by membership. So workers don't go back to work until it is authorized by their union, but that's certainly a step in the right direction. And this really seems, the last couple of years have really seemed like the season of strikes.
It seems like organized labor is making a comeback.
It does.
Yeah.
It really does.
Look at like the Starbucks and the Amazon, there's these efforts. And I think it's in response to a large part to this continual pay inequity and increasing gap between the very wealthy and working class folks.
And I think it's important for people to realize, and I saw a poll earlier this week, I think it's like 58% of Americans support unions, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
And it's important to remember who of our political parties actually supports unions.
Who says they support unions and who actually supports the unions.
Yes, I think there's an important distinction there. President Biden will be going to Michigan today to join the UAW workers on the picket line.
That's historic, right?
It is historic. No other president has ever done that before.
Wow.
And then former President Trump tomorrow will also be in Michigan. But you pointed out something that I was not aware of.
Yeah, my understanding, I have to research it, but I thought I saw a headline, something to the effect that Donald Trump would be going to Michigan, but will be at a non-union shop.
No kidding.
So let me verify that. I hate to, you know, spread rumors about that, but it would be totally on par for Donald Trump.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just so glaring. I mean, when he was president, he promised to save a factory in Ohio in 2017. Don't sell your houses. I remember he told the crowd this. Don't sell your houses. Everything's going to be fine. No worries. Like 3 months later, the plant closed and 4,500 people were out of work.
I mean, I literally saw Donald Trump social media telling union workers that he'll make them rich. I will make you rich.
He said this recently.
Yeah. Like, you know, get to your union bosses and have them make sure they support me, yada, 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 ending, dot, 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 I'll make you rich. Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Donald Trump's going to make you rich. I mean, what else do you want? I mean, that's the guy I trust to make me rich, Donald Trump.
Absolutely, Dominic. I feel like you're not being sincere when you say that. The other thing as well, I mean, Nikki Haley has come out. Tim Scott have both come out, and they're both Republican nominees for the presidency. Unions are bad. Tim Scott said, if you strike, you get fired. And I believe it was Nikki Haley who said, well, this is what happens when you give powers to the unions. They come and they ask for things. They do not.
You don't give power to the unions. The unions, they earned that power through, you know, negotiation. And I just really, you know, come on. I mean, you know, 8-hour workday, the weekends. I mean, think about all the things, of course, unions. And I got to be honest, have brought to us. In my entire life, I've never thought about it. I always thought I'd be the management side. I want to be rich. You know what I mean? I'm going to be rich, baby. You know? Baby. I said baby. I'm going to be rich, baby.
Good work, Tom.
It's not noon yet. But the reality is most people aren't going to be, you know, multimillionaires.
No.
You know what I mean? That's just you know, the bell curve of what it is.
And I don't think most people's expectation is that they're going to be multimillionaires. You might hope so, but I think most people want a nice home in a nice neighborhood with a car.
Safety, security,
and a vacation,
roof over the head.
You know, a
right, right.
Every
food
once
in
their
belly.
A while.
Yes.
It's
yes.
not like we're looking for our third house in France. Like some.
I do have information on President Trump's or Trump, whatever.
Former president.
Thank you. Sorry about that. My tongue's burning. Trump is expected to address around 500 former or current union members tomorrow.
500 former or current.
Yep.
Okay. So we'll have to dig a little deeper into that. Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome.
Again, I just think there's a fundamental difference on how the parties view the workers. And isn't there one of their favorite presidents, Ronald Reagan, whose big thing was the air traffic controller strike and breaking unions, and that was going to be the best thing? And I've never belonged to a union. I'm sure and I know there were problems with unions and there were shady things that happened in some of those instances.
And here's the thing on that, though, Jane. Anytime you get a group of people together, you have the potential for that kind of corruption. I don't care if it's Congress, if it's a union, if it's the Catholic Church. You know, you get enough people there is the potential for all human beings in every endeavor, in every situation, to engage in some sort of corruption to try to, you know, pad their pockets or whatever the case may be.
True.
So just because it happened to be in the unions back then and they made a movie about it and Jimmy Hoffa and yada, yada, yada. Okay. But, I mean, let's talk about arms dealer. You know what I mean? I mean, let's talk about other industries as well. I mean, let's just be realistic. And then the other side is true representation at the table. There, you know, at the end of the day, there's more working people, there's more everyday folks than there are of the elite. You know, back in the day, they used to, tar and feather the factory owners. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't want to do that now. You know, we don't want that. We want to be able to engage, negotiate, and work for, you know, a fair shot, man. That's all we're looking for. And when you have this I don't know, I think some of it's kind of religious-based. I think some of these folks think that God wants them to be rich, and the more wealth you have,
the more favor you have,
yes,
from God,
the more blessed you are. And I think it's a very strange dynamic, and I think it's very dangerous. But at the end of the day, there's more of us, just like in society and in voting. There's more of us who want to engage in civil discourse and self-governance than want to be dictators. I believe that. I truly believe that in this country. So when we are a majority that are treated like a minority, that's where that, you know, the friction comes in. You know, look at the gerrymandering things. You know what I mean? And to address the grievances of labor or whatever the case may be, you want to sit down at the table. You don't want to tar and feather people. You know what I mean?
It's kind of counterproductive.
I mean, it's an old school thought. But think about, I mean, you know, child labor laws and think of all the, I mean, come on.
They used to lock workers in the factories. Think about that. Management would lock their workers in the factories so they couldn't get out.
Because they couldn't get out during the fire.
Yes. And now we have one political party who wants to roll back some of those child labor laws because, gosh knows, we need those kids cutting up cows, Dom.
Yes, and we need the 14-year-old bartenders because that's a great idea.
Exactly. We have a clip from Tim Gerner, who is the Gerner Group founder. And I found this really, really enlightening as far as how some people view the working class. So he talked about this about a month ago, telling the Financial Review Property Summit that workers have become arrogant since COVID. And it's time we kill that attitude.
I think the problem that we've had is that we have... People decided they didn't really want to work so much anymore through COVID, and that has had a massive issue on productivity. You know, tradies have definitely pulled back on productivity. You know, they have been paid a lot to do not too much in the last few years, and we need to see that change. We need to see unemployment rise. Unemployment has to jump 40-50% in my view. We need to see pain in the economy. We need to remind people that they work for the employer, not the other way around. I mean, there's been a systematic change where employees feel the employer is extremely lucky to have them, as opposed to the other way around. So, it's a dynamic that has to change. We've got to kill that attitude, and that has to come through hurting the economy, which is what the whole global, you know, the world is trying to do. The governments around the world are trying to increase unemployment to get that to some sort of normality. And we're seeing it. I think every employer now is seeing it. I mean, there is definitely massive layoffs going off. People might not be talking about it, but people are definitely laying people off, and we're starting to see less arrogance in the employment market, and that has to continue because that will cascade across the
those arrogant workers, Dominic.
How dare they?
Those arrogant workers, we need to bring some pain back to the economy because they actually felt like they had value for the first time in, I don't know, two decades.
We need to punish them.
Yes, we need to punish them to make sure they understand that the employers are the important ones. Aren't you lucky to be working for me?
Yes, yes.
Aren't you lucky?
How ironic, being paid a lot not to do too much. I mean, one would argue that perhaps this gentleman is being paid a lot to not do too much.
I think you might have a point there.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, he couldn't be replaced. Everybody's replaceable.
Yes.
At the end of the day, I don't care how smart you are. I mean, Steve Jobs, he died. Apple still continues on. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yes.
The arrogance. You talk about the arrogance of the workers. What about the arrogance of this guy? I mean, do you actually hear yourself? You want to what? Whip them into shape? You want to punish them? I mean, so what? You think the beatings won't stop until morale improves? I mean, what kind of a management philosophy is this?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, you can call and or text. Isn't that just indicative, though, of the people he hangs around with? Because you wouldn't go into a group of strangers and say, we need to bring some pain back to the economy. Right. You pretty much know that the group you are addressing with this agrees with you.
And that when if you have solidarity, and all those workers, whoever worked for him, if they all just stood up, you know, stopped one day, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck being one CEO. You're going to have to fire thousands of people, perhaps. I don't know how many people, whatever his deal is. Now you're going to be the guy to go and hire everybody. Okay. Go. Have at it.
Go.
Have at it.
To a texter in the the 414, that was Tim Gerner of the Gerner Group. He is an Australian businessman who was speaking. Someone was asking us to repeat that. And there you go. That's Tim Gerner of the Gerner Group. You can find that clip everywhere online. He looks like an Australian Gordon Gekko.
He really does. That's a really good description of him. Yes, Tim Gerner addressing the Financial Review Property Summit. We need some more pain in the economy. Then life will be good. Well, at least for me.
Well, and it seems to be pretty consistent throughout. We had an election here not so long ago, Jane. Remember a guy named Michaels ran?
I do.
And he went out, and one of his things that really got to me is, you know, contemplating how lazy Wisconsin workers are.
Right.
And he went on to talk about the some of the COVID support that went out to folks. And then he said, well, I know those are done now, but, you know, now we got a bunch of lazy people sitting on their couches. Well, how offensive is that? I mean, and did you take advantage of the COVID support as well, Mr. Michaels? And, you know, no wonder why you got your ass ran out on the rail. I mean, who tells the voters, vote for me, you lazy bastards? I mean, that doesn't seem like a very positive message.
It's a lot to get
we
on a
are getting closer
it's
to noon, folks.
A lot to get on a t-shirt. 844-967-2789. If you want to check in with us, call and or text. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, overcast skies. Highs level off around 63. East winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 57. 69 tomorrow, mainly clear. Partly cloudy skies Friday, with daytime highs approaching 72. With daytime highs approaching 73. 78 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 62.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Our awesome farmers market and the Shaw. 5:40 a.m. and
And we are back. Thank you for listening to As Goes Wisconsin, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the phones at 844-967-2789. Jane, before we get back to the phones, yeah. I found the quote from Donald Trump regarding making the union members rich.
Oh, good.
Here's just part of it. Most of it's in all caps, so you can use your imagination. Quote, talking about Biden. This is Trump. He is destroying our country and likewise destroying the United Auto Workers when he slowly walks to pretend he is a picket. Remember, he wants to take your jobs away and give them to China and other foreign countries. Turn your back on this corrupt and highly incompetent president, by far the worst in the history of the United States, and shout out to your union leadership to endorse Donald J. Trump. I will keep your jobs and make you rich. 3 exclamation points.
You know, Dom, I just got to say, I've never seen Donald Trump be that excited about anything ever. Terrible 0 out of 10 impression.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to check in. Should workers be grateful they have an employer and the employer doesn't need to be grateful for the workers? We have Matt from Madison on the phone. Good morning, Matt. What do you think?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how are you guys?
Awesome.
Love the show. I wanted to touch on the union thing since I have worked with the union at the post office, and now I'm back in the private sector without the union. I think there's good and bad on both sides, but the post office in particular suffers from the union because they make it too hard to cut certain things, make things more efficient, downsize, which is what the post office desperately needs. And then while I'm back at the private job, people tend to work a little harder, I think, because there's that threat of potentially being replaced and whatnot. So I'm a little like iffy on both. And with the GM stuff and the automakers, I mean, Tesla is now worth more than all of them combined. So they see that pressure. And I think the workers are asking for quite a lot, considering the pressures those companies are under. So that's my opinion. And thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Matt. Really appreciate the call. And I think you make a good point. There are certainly disadvantages to having a union if you can't get rid of people who are incompetent, or it becomes more difficult.
It's more difficult,
to fire people who are incompetent. And I'm not saying that unions are a panacea for everything, but it's my understanding, at least as far as the UAW strike goes, they made a whole bunch of concessions within the last decade that they've never gotten back. And it's not like maybe Tesla, okay, is far above everyone else as far as the automakers making money, but these have all been profitable companies.
Very profitable.
Very profitable, yes. Companies. And so it's not like they've been struggling. And certainly their CEOs haven't been struggling.
Some of those companies benefiting from our tax money.
And yes. Thank you very much. And Tesla, Elon Musk, certainly one of those folks. So, there's no doubt. In any sort of situation, you're going to have positives or negatives. The question is, what outweighs the other? And I think certainly organization to have people that are sit down at the negotiating table and talk about the benefits and your compensation is worthy versus someone, you know, relying on someone to be benevolent in their attitude and I will graciously give you X, Y, or Z. If you look at any of the major accomplishments we have had as a society over the last 100 years of unions, nothing is given. Nothing is given. You got to fight for all of it. Child labor, we can't have them. Well, those kids, they got those nice, those tender little fingers. They do really well when they in the shops. I mean, they can fix getting those machines. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Oh, I mean, what, eight-hour work days? So come on, man. We got all this stuff to it. I mean, if you only work 8 hours, you know, we could only make so much money. We're gonna have to, hire more people? Vacation? Family leave? You know what I'm saying? Everything is always a battle because most... Although, you know, if you're talking about your traditional kind of stereotypical, Simpsons character, I'd give it all away for just a little bit more, Jane. They're not giving you squat. You got to go and you got to fight for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is why we have to have some environmental protections, because companies, shockingly, cannot always be counted upon to do the right thing.
Well, we can't just dump it in the river?
When it comes to hazardous waste.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Yeah.
I would love to believe that we lived in a society where we could self-govern ourselves on what is right and just. That's not it.
Yeah.
That's not where we are. And that's why we need some of these protections. And like you said, Dom, 8-hour work days, weekends, not being locked into your place of business so you can't get out in case of a fire. You know, little things like that.
Little
teeny things.
And I do get it. You know, some of the concerns for the workers are the electric vehicles. They take less parts. You know, so there's going to be some attrition. There's going to be as industries evolve and change.
Right.
But I would also say, well, I mean, certainly when the backhoe came out, you know, you replaced 100 diggers with the backhoe. Well, certainly those who are in the union of the diggers want to, you know, keep those backhoes out. But you have to adjust for that. So there's always a balancing act.
Right.
But I tell you what, no matter what, and looking at the course of history, I will always bet on the working folks instead of the corporate ownership.
844-967-2789. We got about 2 minutes left. Steve from Cudahy, thanks so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
Hey, Steve. Hello, Steve.
Go ahead.
There you go. Hey, Steve.
Hi. I agree with you guys wholeheartedly. I just have three quick comments. Remember Foxconn, where you guys made previous comments about worker safety? They had everywhere they went into the Far East Asia market, they'd have to put suicide nets on top of their buildings because the workers would jump off. That's number one. They'd have some slaughterhouses in Iowa to make it kosher that they got caught. This is recently now. This isn't John Updike, the jungle in the turn of the century. This is just recently where to make a kosher slaughterhouse, they got caught chain locking, whatever, the doors so the people couldn't stop working and leave home. The next thing is with Jack Welch, the great so-called innovator of business, who would have the quote by saying, if I could just put all these companies on barges and go from country to country just to deplete everything they got and without any regulation to go from each country, strip them blindly, and then go to the next. The other one is...
Steve, we're right up against the clock. Steve, I'm sorry. We got about 30 seconds left to go. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you, everyone who called in today, who texted. Kristen is on maternity leave. Greg and I will be back tomorrow. We hope you will join us as well. Dominic Salvia, it's been such a joy. He will be back next Tuesday. Stay close for the news and town hall coming up next. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great day.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshes. Lens, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on ABC the Civic News Media.